Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides, with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, welcome back to another fantastic week.
Yes, how are you?
I'm great. Great. How's your week been so far?
You know, it's California. It's either gorgeous, raining, or something's on fire.
Now, if we can only get those all together.
I know. Where's the rain when you need it, when the whole state's on fire? My gosh, it's been really scary.
It is scary. It's something to keep an eye on and definitely stay aware of. If you live there, be ready to run out of the house at any moment, apparently.
Yes. Have your bag packed.
Yeah, have a bag packed. That is great advice for anybody who is absolutely anywhere.
Well, we were 45 minutes away from it in Northern California. So, I've got the bag packed.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Florida. It was the same thing. You know, you never knew if you were going to be dodging hurricanes, tornadoes, or God knows what else. Sometimes the forest fire was around there as well.
You know, I lived in the South for several years working down there. And one winter in Atlanta, I got back in off the road from work and I went stopped at the grocery on the way home. All the milk was gone. All the water was gone. And I thought, what the heck? I asked the clerk. I said, what's going on? Why are all your supplies gone? And she goes, haven't you heard? It's snowing. We're having a storm. And there was just a dusting on everything. I said, are you kidding me?
Well, you know, no one in Florida is really ready to drive except for all the snowbirds who are there. So,
oh my gosh. You know, where I grew up in central Illinois, there was nothing closed until you had a foot of snow on the ground.
I tell you what, I don't miss those days. Living in Boston was the same thing. A lot of digging every year.
Well, we're so spoiled out here in the West, aren't we?
Seriously. It's going to be a hard time getting me out of here.
Well, and our guest is from Dallas, and I know they have snow and ice there, so that is kind of scary. You wouldn't think that Texas would have those issues, but I know the Dallas area. My best friend from high school lives there, and Jill has to sometimes maneuver around the weather, even though she's a Midwestern gal, too.
I love to say Texas has a little bit or a lot of everything. Just about anything you could ever want to find, you could find there.
Exactly.
Well, that leads us right into our segment that I love every week. Talk to us about the word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
And this week's word is performance. You're going to find out about our guest. And if any guest deserved to have the word performance, it is Joanne Marceau. Wait till you hear what this gal has done. I can't wait to share with you. Performance means execution, an action, something accomplished. And you know what? That's what we're all about, we business owners, aren't we?
Performance, you know what? It's what drives business, right?
Well, you got to have action, and action creates accomplishment. That is what was all over my new book, which Joanne actually not only wrote a chapter in it for herself, but she also arranged for another very special person to write the chapter, and I'm going to let her share that with you when she's on.
Cool. I'm excited to hear about that. We've got some tremendous authors in your books.
You know, I made sure that everybody that is someone to know and had a story to tell got in the book.
That's perfect. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the performance aspect. When it comes to personal performance, you know, we've got so many little things that you can hone in on when it comes to creating your business, whether it's the way you present yourself, the way you put together your wardrobe, the way that you look, the way that you speak, the way you communicate. Everything about you speaks. Seems overwhelming sometimes, I know, but
yeah, but you know what? It's a package deal. You know, we we are like business athletes. When you look at the athletes of today, they spend all their time honing their craft, which is their body. So I was really surprised. I don't even know how I knew this since I was married to an athlete, but they work out for like 12 hours a day or some ridiculous number like that.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I tell you what, they have such dedication. There's so much repetition. There's every single athlete now in every single sport has so many varied techniques that they work on. And then it's not just the body, right? Because you have to train the mind so that the body will follow. And sometimes mind ends up following the body. So really depends on where you're headed and what you're looking for.
Yes. And I think business owners are the very same, only our workout is on our business and we're always working to improve our processes and we're working to improve our thinking on the directions we're going. And we're also working on our A team. So it's really very similar, I think, to athletics, but I don't think that they would probably agree.
You know, something else that, yeah, they probably would actually. There's so much crossover there. And I think that's why so many people in business recommend the book, The Inner Game of Tennis. You know, there is a big crossover between athletic performance and business performance. It's why you find professional athletes, when they retire, they become these public speakers who are speaking to businesses, because there's a lot of crossover, the level of discipline, the level of attention to detail. It's not something that you necessarily learn if you're not involved in a aspect of your own life, which requires that intense introspection, that creative thinking, as well as attention to every single thing that's around you.
Thomas, I am so glad you brought that up, because it is so very true that business owners, like athletes, have to be very mentally strong, because, you know, there's always something going on and you have to be prepared for whatever it is. And, you know, those folks have coaches too. In fact, how many coaches did I see that Tiger Woods had? I know his dad was his number one coach, and I think he also had another coach, because you can't be the number one golfer in the world, especially with all of his struggles personally, and come out on top of your game without somebody helping you see what you don't see, whether it's you're a top level golfer or a top level business owner.
In my own clients, there's one thing that I seem to find over and over again is the idea that doesn't exist before we start working together, is that you need to have a routine which you can repeat over and over again in so many areas of your life that you kind of neglect typically, whether it's physical, whether it's the way that you breathe, the way you stand, the visualization, the movement of your body, all of these things. There's regimens and routines that you start to develop to kind of move you in the right pathway so that you really get that high level of performance. I like to tell people to start off every day to change the way that they stand when they first get up out of bed, like set them up for success. I call it alignment. Get themselves in alignment, get their body up, awake, alive, feeling at its very best, and then start your day.
And then breathe somewhere in between there. We were talking about breathing last week, and I think we forget to breathe. And they say that if you don't breathe deeply enough, you don't have enough oxygen in your body. I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Recently. And, you know, oxygen is one of those really important things that your brain needs.
And it's a part of Western culture to kind of hold your breath and take relatively shallow breaths. Eastern cultures have a tendency to actually do significantly better breathing for whatever cultural reasons. But I think in America, with everyone trying to hold their stomach in and maintain kind of a rigid posture, you know, trying to suck in that gut, I tell you what, that's what you're breathing.
I was just thinking that, Thomas. How did you read my mind? Because I'm sitting here thinking when you're talking, well, you know, women aren't going to take a deep breath because they might pop their pants.
Exactly. Hey, you're not alone. It's men and women both. Absolutely.
Well, I think women are a little more vain, but maybe not so much today anymore, right?
That's some of these guys. Come on. Of course, vanity is knows no gender. Vanity goes everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I watched The Voice last night, and it was drag queen night, and they had all these drag queens on there. They were just stunning. Their outfits, their makeup, their hair. Oh, my gosh.
And so you had no idea who was who then, did you?
Didn't. I just really enjoyed the music and the dancing. And, you know, the makeup was just unbelievable. So
I know it's another one of your areas of expertise. So if you can appreciate their makeup, that must have been pretty outstanding.
It was. I really enjoyed the whole show. But you know what? Who doesn't enjoy all that talent?
You know what? Talent knows no bounds, and talent is not always easy to describe, but you know it when you see it. And I'm really glad we're going to have Joanne Marceau on today, because she has some tremendous talents that she's able to bring out of people they can't even see in themselves. And that's a tremendous gift to have and a tremendous gift to be sharing.
Yes. And she has made some remarkable accomplishments that I want to hear more about, because when I learned about what she's accomplished, it really kind of scared the jeebers out of me, because I have a little height issue.
When you say height issue, are you talking about elevation and altitude? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. And we didn't even want to talk about when I went skiing in Colorado. I really was embarrassed to have to get down the mountain on a diamond run when I was a beginner, but I made it down to tell about it.
I'm glad you're here today. Sounds dangerous to me.
So yes, I spent a lot of time in front of the fireplace with the hot buttered rum.
Well, growing up in Florida, where the highest elevation is less than 400 feet, hearing Joanne's story of eclipsing Mount Rainier at over 14,000 feet and how that's just the beginning of a journey for her is an incredible story we're going to share. We're going to have her on in just a couple of moments. She is a business and life coach out of Dallas, Texas. She loves to share her compassion, her courage, and her inspiration in some workshops. She's an amazing public speaker. She does some really fantastic group and individual coaching. And when we come back in just a couple of minutes after a word from our sponsors, we're going to hear from her. So please stay tuned. If you want to check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com, please do. Please stick around. We'll be right back.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's I-C-O-N quality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we're going to have Joanne Marceau on in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, let's talk for a moment about performance, what it means to you.
Well, since that's the name of my title in my profession, business performance specialist, it's just about getting the job done. Whatever the job is, performance is getting it done.
I would agree completely. And there's so many pathways to getting the job done that when you can bring a little bit of excitement into it, something that's fun, it makes time go a lot quicker, and you can get more people on board to do it with you.
Really, exactly. Important. Well, and I chose that word today because of Joanne's accomplishments and because when she works with clients, she just really gets the job done. And what more perfect word could there be than to have that on the show where we talk to her about that?
You know, there's a part of her bio where she mentions that she shows her clients that there is no final summit. And you know what? That really sticks out for me. Marshall Thurber said multiple times, this isn't it, is it? Meaning no matter where you are, there's always something else you're going to want to do, something else you're going to want to experience, something else you're going to want to bring into your life and something you want to give to everyone else.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that, you know, Joanne's experience really summarizes that in total, because a lot of times people don't get it. They think what they're working on is the end all be all and that they don't have the sight beyond. I've seen that with lots of the clients that I've worked with, is that they don't have the vision of the whole thing. Now, see, that's actually a fault of mine because I have the vision and I want to do it all right now.
Do everything all at once. I know, right? I just learned about fear of missing out. Apparently, I've been missing out on that whole concept, but it seems that there's a lot of people who have a real issue with that. Like, I might even be one of them.
That's very true. And when you can see everything, you just want it all. And, you know, and I've always been one, probably very much like Joanne, that I'm willing to work for it.
That's perfect. That'll lead us right into our interview with her. Joanne, thank you for joining us today. Joanne Marceau, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Thomas. It's great to be here.
Thank you.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, Cindy. How are you today?
Having a wonderful day, and I'm so thrilled that you've joined us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And you've got an amazing story that you wanted to share with us about one of your clients. Please take a moment and tell us about it.
Ah, you must be my story about Aaron.
Aaron, yes.
Yeah, Aaron. And I have permission from Aaron to use Aaron's name.
Thank you, Aaron.
Aaron's a real person. Thank you, Aaron. And she came to me and her business had kind of flatlined. She was successful and wanted to go to that next step and couldn't get there. And she really didn't know why. She just wasn't, it wasn't there for her. She wasn't motivated. And so we really went to work exploring what was the cause of her being stopped. And through our work together, we discovered that she really had this fear of success, which most high performance people don't really realize that fear of success can still get in your way. And what Erin saw is that her fear of success was a fear of a trade-off that she believed would happen if she was successful or on the journey to be successful. And that was that she would give up her relationships, her healthy relationships at home, her healthy relationships with her family, that somehow she would have to trade off hard work and that next level of success for her family life and her work-life balance, you might say, although that is, I really don't like work-life balance and that concept.
Oh, really?
It's always a balancing act. It's a verb, not a noun.
Oh, yes.
And Joanne,
yeah.
How did you extract that from her?
You know, Cindy, you know that my coaching process is really based upon the awareness and the belief that all of us know our answers inside. And my coaching model is full of questions, which drives some people crazy. And it's kind of that Socratic way. And they get tired of my questions, but they also get to the answers for themselves. And what that means is that they learn how to ask themselves those same questions. They're not attached to me always telling them what to do or how to do things. They become self-sufficient.
Yeah. And kind of like coaching therapy, wouldn't you say?
It's kind of a hybrid. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yes. Because like with Erin, what she started to see when I started asking the questions was that belief structure underneath, that she was going to have a trade-off there. And she couldn't see it. Like you guys were talking about earlier, everything that comes up and stops us is at some point in a blind spot. And we really can't see it without support from others.
And what's Erin's life like now?
Her business has grown exponentially, about double the year that we were working together. Wow. And I just met with her, ironically, last week. And she has grown her team. Her team has doubled. And she has also gotten to the next level of promotion in her business. So she anticipates that will happen early next year, first quarter next year. So she just continues to expand. And now her family is a part of that team. And so her Beautiful. Family life has actually been enriched.
How exciting. And that goes right back to what Thomas and I were also talking about, that even when you're at the top of your game, you need a coach to help you see what you can't see. You called it a blind spot. And I just say it's something that's invisible to you, the forest for the trees, because you're right there smack dab in the middle of it and you can't see it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
She must be thrilled.
She's delighted. She is delighted and very successful and very much balancing her life. She feels a full spectrum experience, very fulfilled in her life where she wasn't before.
How exciting. And how did it take a long time for you to figure that out with her? Was she a little resistant?
Aren't we all?
The answer is probably yes.
Well, I work with a lot of type A's and they just kind of eat it up, you know?
Yeah, those blind spots don't come down with a little bit of poking. I call it poking the bear. You know, you just kind of keep plodding at it and looking and asking those questions from different perspectives. I would say that the breakthrough in her fear of the trade-off of success and her resistance to that, that probably came within the first couple of months of our working together. Now, what happens after that is how do you implement that new knowledge? So it's great to know that you have a blind spot, but as you were saying earlier, you actually have to do something about it. You have to, anybody has to take action that is opposite of that blind spot, almost as if they're saying, okay, enough of that. I'm now going to apply the antidote to that blind spot to my life on a daily basis. And developing that habit is what we worked on pretty much for the rest of the time.
Well, and the other side of that, I'm sure there's a fear factor where they're saying, oh my God, the success is coming. And am I really going to have time for everything I wanted to if I get the success?
Exactly. Because the blind spots don't go away. They're always there. The limiting beliefs, whatever you call them, are always there. What coaches help people do, what I particularly help people do, is work with those limiting beliefs, those blind spots, so that they don't have the power that they used to.
When who was it that said, when a person is ready, the teacher will show up?
Always. I don't know who said it, but always. And not Thomas, a moment yes. before they're ready.
Thomas usually knows.
I feel like I should know that. It's not coming off the top of my head.
He's
obviously
the encyclopedia.
Oh, my God. You know, it's really funny. And it works for coaches the same way. When you develop a certain skill set, then a client will show up who is exactly the person who needs that as well. I've seen that my own.
Yes. So for our listeners out there, pay attention when someone shows up in your life that is presenting exactly what it is that you need to be seeing or learning or doing.
Yeah, they're probably there for a reason, and it's not so you could ignore them, it's so you can have a chance to work with them.
Yes, I think that happened with you and I, Thomas, and we both had to show up without fear.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a question for you, Joanne, something that I've seen several times as well. I want to ask your opinion about how to move around that. When you're asking people questions, sometimes there's a kind of big wall of resistance that comes up. Tell me about what you know about that and how to move around it.
Well, that is a great question. And I'm so excited because I didn't feed you that question in advance.
No, you did not.
Like, oh, that's a wonderful one. What I found in the approach that I use in coaching is, as I mentioned earlier, is really one of questions. And the questions that I use, 90% of them start with what. And what happens in that scenario is that what questions open us up, all of us, up to infinite knowledge. There is no really answer, like a defined answer to a question that starts with what. However, contrasted to that, a question that starts with why do I do that? Why does this happen to me? Or how do I get through this? We converts us back or reverts us back to the past to seek the answers, where what questions focuses us on the future and the infinite, really infinite possibility and the creativity that comes with an unknown future. And so that's what I do with those people that are resistant. And that's why sometimes it drives them crazy, because they really think that I should know the answer and that they should know the answer. And so that what technique, if you call it that, slows things down. Those type A people are like, they think that I've lost my mind, first of all. And for the first month, I'd say that we work together for those clients that I'm seeing, like talking to regularly. Huh. And one lady who said, you know what, for the first 2.5 months, so that's about 6 sessions, I thought you were full of hooey. I thought this whole coaching thing was a bunch of hooey. And now she's still with me because of just the perspective that I can support her with. We talk every other week still, and we're in our third year. And it's not because she can't do this on her own. And she's still learning how to ask those questions that open her mind up to other viewpoints. And that's all I do.
Some people have it so buried that they really need somebody to dig it out of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well put. Yes.
And you just said that that's all that I do. And I laugh every time that I hear someone say that, because invariably it's some expert saying that's all that I do. And for them, it's really simple, but that's where the magic is. And that's what makes magic happen in the other people's lives that they're helping.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, for all of it, for me, asking those kinds of questions is the water that I swim in now.
And you know what? We're going to pick this up in our next segment. So if Thomas can take us out and we'll be back.
Yeah, in just a couple of moments, you're going to hear from our sponsors. If you want to check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes with Joanne Marceau. And we're going to hear more about eclipsing those summits and moving on in your life.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation, called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. It's Cindy Hendricks, and I'm your other host, Thomas Hides. Cindy, we were just talking with Joanne Marceau. She just gave us, she's gave me a specifically an incredible insight on how to ask the right questions.
Yes, because a lot of times people avoid, especially a coach, when you're trying to figure out what it is that's blocking them from getting to where they are to where they want to be. I went through that myself.
And it's one of those things where people are just wanting to avoid the past for sure. And in that avoidance of the past, if you can move them into the present and move them into the possibility of the future, that's when the real magic can happen.
Well, they just really want the easy answer. And most of the time, there is no easy answer, and you've got to dig it out of them. And then when you have the answer, many times they don't want to know the answer.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about working with someone as a coach, that when the client comes to you, very often their answers will be revealed to them in a session, and they'll, or maybe even afterwards. But when they find that there's a co-creation of the answers, where they haven't been led down a path, but they've been led into a way of thinking that allows them to find an answer for themselves, I tell you what, that's got the most power. It's so much more powerful than just telling someone what to do. When they come up with their own answers, it means everything.
Well, and when a coach works with someone, it's a safe space. They know that they can open up and share their fears and share their issues most of the time. And because, you know what, it's on the line for them. They really want to move forward in either changing something in their business, adding something, or correcting issues that are stopping them from where it is they want to go.
Well, let's jump right back into our interview with Joanne Marceau. Joanne, thank you again for joining us. In the previous segment, you led us down an incredible journey where you were talking about moving your clients from living in their past to living in the present and in their future. Once you get someone there, what's the change like for them?
The change is seldom what they expect it will be, for starters. They usually have a situation that they're uncomfortable with, a thing that they want to change, that they want to avoid, or a thing that they want to accomplish. And after we've worked together, really for a very short time, they begin to see that what they really want is very different than what they get. So I want to qualify that, which is part of what happens when you reveal the blind spot. Then the thing that you thought was blocking you really isn't. And the thing that you really want is maybe not what you thought you wanted. So most of my clients experience a greater sense of fulfillment in their life in general, because they're viewing their life as a holistic experience rather than just striving to get to that next thing. Exactly what you talked about when you opened the show. Also, they feel a sense of groundedness, and they call it repeatedly that calm within the chaos. So they can continue to think creatively, even though they may be nervous, under assault in a period of great change. And what I mean is, kind of emotional, just a lot of information coming from them at once. In a place of great change in their life or in their business, they have this sense of groundedness, and they know that they can think their way through it without getting hijacked by their anxiety or their nervous system. They can stay grounded and calm, peaceful, and fulfilled. And that's in addition to business results, in addition to financial growth. There's a sense of calm and peace in their lives like never before.
So do you have some tips and tactics you can share besides your what theory? I love that.
One of my tips and tactics is actually what you guys were talking about before, which is to take a deep breath. And I believe that it is actually the exhale that makes the most difference. Exhale deliberately and exhale metaphorically, as an example, is the demonstration of being willing to release.
Yes.
And so one of my tips is to release how you think things should go, and to release the idea that you already know how things are going to go, and to release the idea that you need to know how. Because if you think you need to know how, you'll miss all the other options. So the other thing that I recommend, that I have as a tip, is to get comfortable with uncertainty. And that uncertainty is actually your friend. It doesn't feel that way.
Isn't that where the magic happens?
It is where the magic happens. And it's the thing we want to avoid. Go ahead.
No, it makes for great live theater, right? It makes for great spontaneity. Can't exist if you know what's going to happen next.
Exactly. They call it improv, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the magic happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Life gets really creative when you can be comfortable with uncertainty.
And any other tips you want to share today before we go into your special giveaway?
I think that the other great tip that I have is to continue to ask questions. You know, I started with asking those what questions, but to continue to stay curious. You know, it was Maslow that did some research on people who live full lives, financially and otherwise. And what he found out was one of the greatest things was that they stayed curious. They stayed porous, like willing to take in more and more and more information about life and about themselves. And so that's my other tip, is stay curious.
Well, I should live to be about 200 then.
Curiosity?
Yes.
Yes, I have like 6 bookcases. I want to know everything.
You know, that whole idea of open-mindedness, I think, is really important. And to realize also that open-mindedness does not mean thinking in a groupthink way as other people who necessarily call themselves open-minded. It is truly being open to multiple possibilities, open to things that have not yet been considered, that not everything is yet known. And when you leave that open, sometimes completely open, what's able to come out of that is magic. Well, you can go down a route you never even knew existed.
Exactly. It's really that power of the mastermind and keep continuing to ask questions.
There's something in your program that you call the P3 Productivity Support System. I'd love to hear more about how you talked about aligning priorities and projects.
Yeah. By default, what we're taught in many productivity programs is to, you know, have a big plan, have goals for the year or whatever, and then build a to-do list to that. And there's a whole phase in the middle of that, which is what I have developed in the P3 program, which is focusing around projects. When we have a goal, let's say for the year, a vision for a year, and we work from a to-do list, people tend to get really frustrated because the progress isn't fast enough. How I teach people is to work within projects and to celebrate success every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. Neurochemically, we need that celebration.
Yes.
And most of us don't take the time to create that celebration for ourselves. And that's where we get motivation and momentum, is from celebrating. And that's what the P3 system does, is it teaches people a structure where they can celebrate progress rather than comparing themselves to the end game. So motivation really comes when you compare yourself to yesterday rather than to the end game. It's just too frustrating. Our brains just can't wrap around the disappointment, truly disappointment, of comparing where you are today to where you want to be, let's say a year from now in your vision, that's just too far. But well, comparing your progress to yesterday, that's juicy. That really gets us excited.
And when you celebrate, all those brain neurons are just on fire.
Exactly.
Which will help you to create what you need to go to the next project.
Yes. Yes. And it really lays a groundwork for that curiosity. Like, what's
yes.
next? Yes.
Now,
yes.
Tell us about your giveaway for our listeners today. Can't wait.
Well, it is one of the first of a series of four books, ebooks that I wrote. The first one is called The Secrets That Entrepreneurs Know About Getting It All Done Without Losing Your Mind. And it's the without losing your mind part that's important.
That is the number one, that's the most important part of anything.
Yeah.
Especially your book. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the first in the free download. And I believe you'll be talking about that. You can get it on my website or join my, you know, just connect with me through Facebook, my Facebook page, my Facebook group, whatever, and you can get that free download.
Joanne's got a really simple website. It's jmarceau.com. The letter jmarceau.com. jmarceau.
So excited for our listeners to get such an impactful read from you, because that really sums it all up, right? How to get it all done and keep your mind. Love that.
Keep your mind. Yep. And that the series of books talks about exactly what we've been talking about today. So it's very supportive. It's consistent with what you've heard today.
Well, thank you so much, Joanne. I'm thrilled that you were able to join us today. Bring your knowledge and your gifts, and I just know our listeners are going to love it.
Great. Well, thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Thomas. It's been delightful to be with you. Thank you.
Joanne, we look forward to having you back on the show at some point in the future. In the meantime, for our listeners, check Joanne out at jmarceau.com. That's jmarceau.com, where you can get your copy of The Secrets of Successful Entrepreneurs Knowing About Getting It All Done Without Losing Your Mind, the most important part. And, if you want to check us out as well, check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com. And in just a couple minutes, we're going to hear from our sponsors, but stick around. We've got another segment coming right back at you. So please stay with us.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we just had an amazing interview with Joanne Marceau. She gave us some of the best advice for motivation that I've heard in a long time. She said motivation comes from comparing yourself to yesterday, not your end game. It's just way too far down the road. I tell you what, that was really juicy for me. What'd you think?
That she will spend time to do the what theory. I love that.
You know what? And that's why you make the big bucks. It does take a lot of patience to really move people into where they need to be, because sometimes it takes them a little while to get acquainted with where they are. So moving to a new place takes a little bit of patience.
Well, and there's a lot of resistance because people sometimes don't want to know what they don't know. And when you pull it out of them, like Joanne has the experience and expertise to do, it's kind of scary because it's, you know, territory that they haven't been in yet and they haven't been able to see it for themselves. So once you do get the what out of them, then you have to work with them on what the what is.
Yeah, and it's so much easier to fall back on what you've known in the past because you've already experienced it. You've already got these neurological pathways that are laid down of what your past experiences were. And when it comes to creating the present and creating your future, you're more reliant on the imagination, which is obviously what our entire podcast is about, Imagine More Success. But that's all new because that requires practice.
Yes, and it's territory that they're unfamiliar with. And many times the unknown is very scary, especially to an entrepreneur, because they think that they already know what they need to know to be doing what they're doing. And then when you come up with the what's, and then they can't even go to the how yet, but it's the what that they're like, what?
And they say their own what.
Kind of scares them a little bit because they thought they had it all figured out. And then when your coach sits you down and shows you the forest for the trees, and you're like, oh my gosh.
I tell you what, that happens to me all of the time.
It's a jungle out here.
Yeah, you're always bringing up the things for me that are the what's that I haven't even considered yet, which are massive.
Yes, because, you know, we coaches, we can see. And sometimes it takes a little longer to drag it out of people, but that's our job. We can see what others can't see, and that's why we have a job of a coach.
Yes, absolutely. That really moves me on to a quote I wanted to share from your book, Insights from an Intuitive. Your quote is, personal growth happens when you move outside of your limitations. Start moving.
Yes, that's perfect for today, isn't it?
You know what? I think most people, if they had created a quote like that, they'd probably stop right after the part where you say, personal growth happens when you move outside of your limitations. It would just be stopping there. Leave it up to you to put start moving in there, because that's that action step, you know, that you're great about motivating people into. And also, you know, that's where the bread and butter is. It's where the gold is, right?
Well, that's exactly right, because you can know it, but if you don't do it, it doesn't really matter now, does it?
That's correct. There's got to be movement, got to be motion. There's got to be excitement. And you know what? After our interview today, there has to be multiple times a day, apparently, some form of acknowledgement of your goals and acknowledgement of your daily achievements. Apparently that goes really long.
Get those neurons popping. And what was the saying from, was it the 80s? Move it or lose it?
Move it or lose it. Yeah.
That's right. And it's still as important today as it was back then when it was first coined.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of movement that's going on.
Yes. Now I have a perfect quote for Joanne and her chat with us today. Continuous learning is the minimum requirement for success in any field. Dennis Waitley.
Now, could you say that again?
Continuous learning is the minimum requirement for success in any field.
Yeah, continuous learning. It's something that almost all entrepreneurs share. There is this desire to keep learning. And the thing that we always have to remember, to want to remind everyone, is that when you learn something, it's the implementation of what you've learned that's going to move you forward. It's not enough just to know. You have to put it into practice sometimes before you learn more stuff.
But see, I believe it's beyond that, Thomas. I believe that many entrepreneurs jump from learning programs and going to different seminars and webinars, and they're missing what it is that they really need, which is why they need a coach to help pull it out of them. They need the what theory.
Yes, a little bit of what theory will go a very long way in moving in the right direction.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, Cindy, I'd love for you to take a moment and draw one of your angel cards, and let's see what you've got for us today.
Well, the one selected for today is from Cheryl Richardson's deck, and it's a beautiful card, and it's got an angel, and the word is risk. Take a risk. You have the power within to move mountains.
Wow.
And I just thought that would be very appropriate today with Joanne's trek up that big mountain. And then with her interesting tips, tactics, and tools for people today. Take a risk. And, you know, if you can't figure out what it is that you're supposed to be doing or knowing, then get yourself a really good coach and figure out what it is that you can take a risk on.
And this is the thing too, you know, some of the risks that we're going to take in our lives, you know, it's not like you're trying to enter the X Games when you haven't ridden a bike before. They're incremental. You know, you're just going to get started like little by little, do a little something extra, move outside of yourself, do something else, gain some confidence. And like she said, that daily affirmation and acknowledgement of how much better you've done today than what you did yesterday is going to be the thing that's going to move you towards your bigger goal. It really stuck out for me. It really resonated.
Well, it's that whole positivity thing. You know, the whole body is more electrified with positive than it is with negative. And, you know, negative is not just a downer. It really squelches the whole workings of the body, including the brain.
It can definitely be an impediment to forward movement.
It's no wonder people are eating so much sugar.
Seriously, as if we're not the time of the year when even more sugar gets consumed.
That's exactly right, because sugar is what's driving those neurons in a very, very unhealthy way. So drive those neurons with some positive accolades for yourself for what you're achieving on a daily basis.
And I do want to encourage you to check out the free ebook download that Joanne offered on her website. Again, her website is jmarceau.com. It's jmarceau.com. She's got a beautiful website, tons of great information. She's definitely someone you'll want to connect to. You'll want to find out more about what she's got available. And also, if you want to connect to us, you want to check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com. There's lots of great things there as well for you to find some tools to move you forward in your personal life and in your business. Cindy, I know you've got us a really fantastic guest for next week. We've got Bill Hesch, who's coming to join us. Bill's got an incredible resume. He's done more in academia, and he's got more qualifications than just about anyone I know. There's only a handful of people that I know that are both lawyers and CPAs. And
that's a lot of knowledge in one head.
That's a lot. You can just pick one, and that's a lot. And
yes.
He's got an incredible resume. He's done some really fantastic work with the individual, with coming up with individual financial planning for people who need an overall game plan, not just for taxes, but also for financial development, financial growth, and how they're going to integrate that into their business and into their personal life.
Well, and if you need help figuring out either one of those from a CPA or from an attorney, then Bill's your guy because he knows how to maneuver all of that.
Yeah, he's one of about 5,000 CPAs in the whole country who's a personal financial specialist. And he's one of the few practicing attorneys in Cincinnati who is both CPA and an attorney. And he's an incredible guy. We're really looking forward to having him come on to the show. He's going to talk about real estate planning, estate planning, purchase and sale of businesses, and how business owners need to partner with the people that are in their sphere of influence.
Yes. The IMS website, you want to make sure that you write this down and check it out, imaginemoresuccess.com, and you'll be able to access lots of information and knowledge right there, imaginemoresuccess.com.
So we had a great week this week, Cindy. Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing on Joanne. She was incredible. She brought us some really fantastic insights from a high-level coach who's able to, again, take her expert advice and bring it down and make it palpable for everyone.
Yes, and you know she wrote a chapter in The Goal for It, 30 Ways to Imagine More Success. And actually, she invited her mother to come and write a chapter, her 97-year-old mother who still lives alone on, I think it's like 5 acres, and has a boyfriend. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love it. Well, I tell you what, that's a fantastic testament to an incredible family and a wonderful guest we had today. Please stay tuned next week. We got Bill Hesch on with us. Please come back and join us again. It was a pleasure having you here. And we'll see you next week on the Imagine More Success podcast.
And if you'd like business tips, go to businessperformancespecialist.com for business tips to delivered into your mailbox every week.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training. And you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated? And with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish. When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com and get your business where you want it to be.